Good afternoon, brethren. We have for you a message in verse today, and I'll read it to you. I know no life divided, O Lord of life, from Thee. In Thee is life provided for all mankind and me. I fear not death, O Jesus, my life is hid with Thee. Thy power soon shall free us from death eternally. I fear no tribulation, since whatsoever it be, it makes no separation between my Lord and me. Since Thou, my Lord and Teacher, hast claimed me for Thine own, e'en now with Thee I'm richer than monarch on his throne. Thus, while o'er earth I wander, my heart is light and blessed. My treasure is up yonder, my heart is there at rest. O blessed thought, I'm trying to live to please the Lord, in faith and hope rejoicing through His most precious word. I know no life divided. It's hymn number 109, and the words to that hymn are very appropriate as we come together in a memorial, pre-memorial convention, and to consider our relationship with our Lord and with one another. So we'd like to use that hymn to open now. So if Sister Jean, you'd play hymn number 109, and Brother Boone is going to lead the singing for us. Sing loud. Of our manna text today for March 19th is an excellent one also for consideration in the next days or next few days of our fellowship. And you know, I forgot to bring my manna. It's in my room and I can't really run down to get it. Maybe somebody has. Oh, thank you. April 19th, right? As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of conduct, deportment. 1 Peter 1:14 and 15. Some Christians have the erroneous idea that God does all the fashioning and that his children are to be merely passive in his hand. But Peter does not so express it. He exhorts us to fashion ourselves according to the divine instructions. There's work to be done in us and about us and those who are not up and doing, but who are passively sit and wait for the Lord to work miracles in their behalf, are greatly deceived and are giving the enemy great advantage over them, which he will certainly use to bind them in hand and foot and cast them into outer darkness, unless they bestir themselves to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And we were struck, I was struck with that this morning because of the fact of one of our studies, a series of studies in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 6. He starts out by talking about walking worthily. And we know that in walking, it's not a passive event. You have to have a place to go and a course that you're going to follow. And it's a very disciplined process. And so that, begins to show us how to do that, to walk worthily. And we appreciated that lesson because as we come to the memorial and we read in 1 Corinthians when Paul says that he that partakes of the emblems unworthily drinks to himself damnation, and you say, wow, that's pretty bad, that's negative. But here Paul is telling us in Ephesians all the positives. He's saying walk worthy, and that's what our study is going to be about. The next couple of days, a series of three studies. And there are so much positive and reinforcing scriptures that help us to appreciate this direction of our course in life. And we need to focus on those and continually seek to go in that direction and strive for that goal. And so it isn't a case of passively sitting by the wayside and waiting to hitchhike for a ride. But I've been assigned the responsibility of welcoming you all to the 46th Annual Prememorial Convention at Fresno. And with great joy I do that. Your brethren here in Fresno have been looking forward with a good deal of eagerness to the blessings of fellowship here. And to have this time of fellowship with those of like-mindedness as members of the body of Christ. There's no greater joy this side of the veil than to have this relationship with our brethren and to be able to come together and to share the wonderful words of life and to be excited by them and to grow as we seek to know better and to assist one another as we are in this walk. Our convention is small this year, but that will make our fellowship more intimate. Our program has been changed, but we trust it was the Lord's will, and that in due time He'll reveal to us the reason for the changes. For He is, after all, present with us here today. He has assured us of that, and He is the final authority on everything, in every need, our every need. Regarding the studies on Saturday and Sunday, you each were to get a name tag, and I didn't put mine on yet because I already had one on, but I stuck it in my pocket, which you're not supposed to do. And I wasn't smart enough to know you pull a sticker off it. And there it says, I am red. And you have a color as well, a dot that tells you what your color is. So tomorrow when we have the studies, we'll be going into rooms over here, two of them there, and I think one will be here. And so you'll be assigned a color, and that's the room you go to, and the three study leaders will progress through the different rooms in the course of the three studies so that you will be a part of each of the studies, but in a progression. And we trust that will be a rich blessing to all. And we mentioned about the theme of the studies, and we think that's appropriate. And I must say, I wonder if maybe we were a bit obtuse in our selection of in the symposium about Cain and Abel. But as we looked at what Jesus said in Matthew 23, when he identified Matthew 23:35, where he tells Israel, tells the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that the scribes and the Pharisees, he says, you are Cain. He says, you are guilty of all the blood from righteous Abel right down to now. And so that blood then was upon their hands. And it's interesting that Pilate says, I wash my hands of this man's blood. It's not my responsibility, it's yours. So then we look at what Jesus was pointing at. So we go back and look at Cain and Abel and see that in first place, he told them in verse 33 of that chapter, he said, your offspring of vipers. The generation. He used the word term generation, but that word is a different word. It's not only used a few times, and it really has the meaning of fruit or produce or the product of. And so he's saying, you are the product of vipers or a viper. And when you look back and you find that that's exactly what happened just before Cain and Abel are born, this serpent is told that he's going to have his head bruised by the seed of the woman. And so then when Eve conceives and has these two seeds, and there's evidence to think they maybe were twins, but she's got two seeds. One of them is maybe that seed. She had every right to think that one of them might be that seed that would bruise the serpent's head. And one of them turned out to be righteous. And we know that because he made an offering that God accepted. And Jesus said it was his righteous blood. So by faith, his offering was righteous. So maybe he was the seed, but he was put to death by his elder brother. And so then we turn around and we look back at the account of Jesus, and after he's told them that they are the offspring of vipers, and that here in the relationship, Israel and the church, Israel is the elder brother, and he says that they were going to be cast off and be vagabonds, and that's exactly what he told Cain. You'll be vagabonds in all the earth. And for 2,000 years, that's what happened to Israel. So we see these parallels and think, well, there's a lot here that maybe we're not seeing all of it, and that there would be an interesting symposium. So we're with excitement looking forward to this study that will be in the form of this, what do we call it? I just said the word and I can't even say it again. Symposium. So there's a lot that we have been planning and looking forward to, and I'm sure that it's going to be a rich blessing to all of us that your presence here. We thank you all for coming, and we do expect a few more before we're through, but we're going to start the first part of the program today will be Brother Ray Luke, and so we're going to ask Brother Larry Snyder. Well, first of all, we're going to sing Brother Ray's opening hymn. And then I'm going to ask Brother Larry Snyder to come up and ask the Lord's blessing on the convention and upon Brother Ray's talk. And Ray's opening hymn is number 311. Does this microphone, am I too close to it? It sounds like I'm hissing here. Huh? A little feedback? Okay. Hymn number 311, Boone.
kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful that we can draw apart from the world for a season of fellowship and refreshment and rest, and leave behind all those worldly cares that sometimes weigh us down so much. We thank you that we were able to journey here safely, and we would pray for those who are yet on their way that you will be with them according to your will. And now we would ask a blessing upon this convention, upon all the services, and upon every heart that's gathered here. And especially we now ask a blessing on our brother Ray, that his words will be uplifting and helpful to us all. And we give you thanks for all the way that you have led us, and we make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.